Chris Rivera with Bon Jovi of the Mixtape Band, the 80s tribute band that has headlined festivals, packed music venues, and rocked corporate events for companies ranging from small businesses to massive Fortune 500 companies. And Bon, I got to ask you, is Bon Jovi a play on Bon Jovi?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, when we were first picking our stage name, I knew immediately what I wanted to go with. And it's great because I actually get to cover all the Bon Jovi songs in the band, so it makes it even better.
And I also notice on your website it says that you guys are a dual frontman group.
We are, yeah. We have a couple different guys that'll sing throughout the course of a show. That gives us the ability to cover different genres from the 80s. We like to say we cover everything from Motley Crue to Cutting Crew. So we'll have different guys take the lead vocal just so we make sure that we are as accurate as possible to these amazing songs.
How was the band formed and how long ago was it formed?
We formed just under 10 years ago. The band is actually made up of all professional musicians based in Nashville. Guys that have played with Grammy-winning and international touring acts. We all just got kind of tired of playing the same stuff over and over and just really wanted to get together, pull together a group of guys that loved the 80s and wanted to faithfully recreate all those great songs. So we really just anticipated playing one show. And that one show, we got asked, when are you guys playing again? And we just kind of looked at each other like, we hadn't really planned on it. And here we are almost 10 years later. I played 52 shows last year, everywhere from Des Moines to Orlando and all places in between. We're having a good time.
Obviously, you guys have gone overseas as well. What was it like for you guys to go overseas?
It's pretty incredible. A lot of the guys have already been overseas. Some of the guys have done USO tours with the country acts that they've been with. So it's always exciting to go overseas. You never really know what you're going to find, whether that's with your equipment that they're providing or with the crowd. So we find that the 80s has a special place in the hearts of folks overseas. And so it's really exciting to get to go and perform for them because it's very much alive and well overseas. That's for sure.
And even if people might not realize it, you guys pretty much have a song for everybody. There is going to be a song that everybody's going to love, and there's going to be a song that everybody might not have heard of, but in general, they've heard of pretty much every song you guys have.
There's no doubt about that. When we first started, there were a lot of songs that we all sat together, actually at my house, and we all pulled together our favorite songs from the 80s. And we all got five or six that we were able to choose from. We rehearsed them and we performed them. But some of those were deeper cuts that don't really get the dance floor going. So as we have grown, we've realized we want to be a party band. We want the crowd to have a good time and sing along. And some songs lend themselves better than others. And so we've kind of just honed our set list over the years and start off with Autograph, Turn Up the Radio. This is our Boombox Era Tour 2024, and so it's the perfect song for us to kick off with. Right into Loverboy, into Tommy Two Tone, and then Cutting Crew, and we keep on going from there. So yeah, something for everyone for sure.
And go ahead and introduce your band members.
Yeah, so on drums we'll have Davey Rocket. He is based out of Nashville, Tennessee. He's a man about town, plays in a lot of different tributes. One particular one that's very popular and crosses the country a lot is called The Heart of Rock and Roll. The Huey Lewis tribute. So incredible. He's a great backbeat, really good at keeping time for us. Our bass player, we just call him Bass, hails from St. Louis, Missouri. He's a jazzer by heart. Nature really loves to play jazz and reggae, but you will not find any of that on stage with us. He's a big, big presence. Speaking of big presence, Jake the Snake is our lead guitar player. He's from Utah, based in Nashville now. He's played with everyone from Alice Cooper to members of Bon Jovi. He's 27. He is 6'7", and he slays the guitar like no one you will ever see, I promise you that. And then last but not least, me, Bon Jovi, originally from Miami, Florida, but I've been in Nashville for almost 30 years. I'm actually the only one with an actual music degree. It's kind of fun, and I sing and play the guitar. There we are.
And if you look on the website through the pictures, the guitar is that white instrument, is that correct?
Yes, sir. It is a keyboard you play like a guitar around your neck, and it allows me to go around the stage just like a wireless guitar would and interact with the crowd just like I'm playing the guitar, except I'm playing keys.
And also another big part of your guys' show is you have laser lights and a video display that's out there as well.
Yeah, correct. So about 6 or 7 years ago, we really wanted to ramp up what we were doing on stage and make it a full production experience. And so we started to layer in the original MTV videos with all of our songs. So as we're performing the songs live and doing our very best to recreate those songs, you're actually seeing the videos behind us with some additional custom 80s content that we've created in-house. So it's really a full multimedia experience.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the original artist on the cover hits that you've done in their place?
Actually had most recently, the drummer from Tespa was at one of our shows in Nashville, and he, a really, really big compliment to me was he sent us doing Every Rose Has Its Thorn to Ricky Rocket from Poison. As we were doing it, he was FaceTiming us, and he got to see it. But then afterwards, he came up to me and he said, man, I wish Vince Neil could still sing like you. And I said, you know what, don't tell him that. I don't want him to see any ill will towards me, but it was a huge compliment.
Right, and obviously the big thing back in the 80s was lighters up in the air. Now it's cell phones, but you also have a combination of that at the shows as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's fun. When we kick off a song like Every Rose, it takes 2 seconds of that guitar riff to start, and people, you either see real lighters, more so outdoors than indoors, then you may see the actual lighter app that has a flick lighter on it, and that's kind of waving back and forth. But most folks just kind of turn on their flashlight and throw those up, and it's always an amazing experience. Really, really fun to see.
Mixtapes, they were big in the 80s and 90s as far as people actually getting on a boombox and creating it by recording their songs as they came on the radio. Can you tell us about the process and connection with your band to those mixtapes?
Yes. When we first started, we threw around a lot of different ideas. One of the guys had seen an article in a magazine and the word mixtape popped out to him, and he thought, you know what? He originally wanted to call it My Mixtape so that when you were with your friends, you'd say, hey, do you want to go hear my mixtape? And me and one of the other guys thought, no, let's just make it mixtape because that's what we made. So literally, we are a tribute to that time in our life when you would sit by the radio, wait for that DJ to play that song that you called in and requested for that guy or that girl you wanted to get back with, or, you know, making a mixtape to work out in dad's basement workout room, something for cruising Main Street. So we had mixtapes for everything. So that's what we're trying to do, is recreate that amazing time in our life.
And it's also a very positive point in some people's lives as far as if they give the mixtape to somebody, that could be their current spouse right now.
It could be their current spouse, absolutely, but it could also harken back to a time where we made mixtapes for someone that we wanted to get rid of. So they may have a fun memory of a song that comes on where they're like, oh, I remember when I made a mixtape and gave it to somebody and was hoping that may turn their head a certain way. We made mixtapes for everything. Really hope that some of these songs, some of these power ballads, when we launch into Hysteria, I like to see couples kind of gather up and hold each other close. It makes it worth it for me.
And when the fans ask for an encore, you guys have plenty of music in your catalog to satisfy them.
Oh, buddy, yes, sir. We hold a few back. We're always primed and ready, just in case. You know, I'll read the crowd as we're going through the show, and depending on what kind of crowd it is, you know, whether it's a lot of families or it's mostly adults, you know, I've got a slew of songs we can pull from to really ramp up the last little bit of the show.
And in general, music transcends generations, and it becomes new again eventually.
It does. I've seen that with my own kids. You know, when I'm cruising and I've got 80s on 8 on and they're singing along, there's nothing about the 80s music scene that was wrong. There's something for everybody, whether it's Mellencamp or Motley Crue, Bon Jovi or Bryan Adams. We're doing all of that. There's no reason someone can't put a smile on their face with a mixtape show.
And there's no better satisfaction for a parent or a grandparent than seeing the younger generation embrace the music from the 80s or earlier.
It's a fantastic feeling. It makes us feel like we're doing something right, that's for sure.
Speaking of musical influences from earlier decades, what are your guys' musical influences?
Yeah, I know Jake the Snake, actually, he's really a guitar player. He's an industrial metal guy. He really likes Rammstein or Rammstein or however you want to say it, said it a bunch of different ways. But the cool thing about Jake is that his stepdad, Hugh McDonald, has been Bon Jovi's touring bass player for the last 20-plus years. He was actually the studio bass player for Bon Jovi since the beginning, since Runaway, back in the 80s. So Jake has grown up backstage at numerous concerts, ranging from Bon Jovi to everyone in between. Me personally, I'm a Billy Joel guy. As a piano player, Billy always really spoke to me. So Billy Joel and the Van Halen era with Sammy Hagar, which really ramps up the keyboard influence, that's really where I'm coming from. But honestly, Bon Jovi's New Jersey and Def Leppard's Hysteria are two albums that I can distinctly remember listening to going, what in the world am I hearing and how can I get more of it?
Other than 80s music, what are other things that you personally remember from the 80s?
Oh, goodness. Jams, for one. I mean, multicolored shorts. Jams were my thing for sure. Wore them all the time. Skateboarding. I mean, skateboard as much as I possibly could. Scraped knees and all. And going to the mall. I had an older brother, 6 years older than me, which is probably the reason that I love the 80s as much as I do, because everywhere I went with him, the 80s were blasting. So, good times. I mean, definitely a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more fun environment than we have now sometimes.
Right, and obviously other examples that are on your website, for example, are MTV, Big Hair, Arena Rock, The Moonwalk, Rubik's Cube, Max Headroom, Trapper Keeper, Atari, Nintendo, John Hughes Movies. You mentioned Totally Cruising the Park on the weekend, hanging out at the mall, living at the arcade. Of course, now people have the arcade on their phone and music on their phone. It was a great way because you were always out, always doing something.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think I remember my dad giving me $20 at a state fair, and I would go and blow it all in the first hour in the arcade. I'm right there with you. You mentioned the John Hughes movies. You will see those along with the songs from those movies as we're doing them. But yeah, I mean, Rubik's Cubes, I mean, still out there kicking it. So it's fun to see kids still playing with those and the new variations they have. It's exciting.
And how many times have you guys been to Montana?
It's actually our first time. Really, really excited. This is our first trip to Montana. I'm already excited about coming back. I'm really excited about this. I think we're going to have a great time, put on an amazing show.
I imagine there's probably maybe just one or two or a handful of states that you guys have not yet been to.
Just a handful, yes, sir. We're developing new relationships with different agencies all the time, and we're unafraid to go anywhere just to deliver that 80s magic.
And obviously, you'll be at the Eastern Montana Fair in Miles City, rocking the night away, starting at 8 o'clock, and that'll be Friday, August 23rd. And everybody definitely does look forward to coming to the show and enjoying it as well.
Oh, we're so excited. We can't wait. Counting it down, and we're going to be excited to get on that plane for beautiful Montana, that's for sure.
I'm Chris Rivera, along with Bon Jovi of the Mixtape 80s Tribute Band. And again, he will be performing live at the Eastern Montana Fairgrounds in Miles City, Friday, August 23rd at 8 p.m.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you guys.